Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, November 29th. If you've been waiting for the show to start, we thank you for your patience. Traffic is horrendous this morning in LA because it's raining and we are not used to rain. So
nobody is.
Right. So everybody's running behind. Were you able to find a place to park?
I just parked in the garage.
I figured you did, but
YOLO.
You know, somebody's
What's gonna he going to do? Tell me.
No, but that's not a way to behave, you know. What are they going to do? Well,
I park on the side.
They know
that I park there now. Every time I come, I'm like,
but
no.
But who's they?
No one was down there.
I know.
It's actually a there's like cars parked all over the place in there.
I know. It's like every time Casey's not here, that's what happens.
I know. I was like, who's even running this?
People fucking parked in our space this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I couldn't park.
Yeah, there was somebody parked in my spot, so I just parked right behind them. I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Plus, I was like 5 minutes late, so I was like, I'm not dealing with this.
Right, but that's okay because, you know, you don't want to just leave your car. I mean, you know, I don't know, but I guess in an hour they're not going to do anything with
it. Right, so. I might just get yelled at when I get down there.
Well, whatever.
And I'll be like, bye, have a good day.
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, so you survived the drive?
Yeah, but I was shook.
Yeah?
Like, literally, I was driving, I was like, yo, I honestly might text Sam and say I can't do this.
Yeah,
but I was like, I'm going to do this.
It's crazy.
It was crazy.
I know. I don't understand it at all, you know. Why do people have to, like, slow down so much? And I don't know. It's just crazy. There's no explanation for it.
Well, on Laurel Canyon, it's like, for some reason, it's almost like the ground is flooded.
Mm.
So, like, the whole drive is just a giant puddle. And, like, hydroplaning and stuff is my biggest fear.
Right.
And every car is so close together, you just, like, freak out the whole time.
Yeah.
People did not want to be driving behind me.
Yeah.
I was going, like, 10 miles per hour.
Well, you should learn how to take the freeway sometimes. What can I tell you?
I know. That was probably the better bet, for sure.
Oh, well. So, for those of you, if you were patient enough until we started, we appreciate that. And we're going to put on a good show for you like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just, for me, the rain is like practice for what's to come. You know?
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm thinking like days like this every day. But, you know, I'll get used to it, whatever. But, you know, it's like when you make a big move, you start having doubts and fear.
Oh, yeah, 110%.
Uncertainty and stuff. But I got to do it anyway, you know?
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do, Sam.
No, I know, but I do want to do it. It's just I have a little apprehension, but I think I'll be fine.
You have, like, 2 days to decide.
Yeah, right?
Literally.
My notice.
You got 48 hours.
No, I made the decision already. It's just a question of now going through with it, you know. But I am looking forward to it. I can't imagine staying here anymore. I just, you know.
I can't imagine leaving. I'm not going home for Christmas, by the way.
No?
Yeah, no.
Why?
Flights are insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just a one-way ticket to Boston is like $700.
Are you serious?
So like round trip is like almost like $1,600.
Yeah, fuck. You can fly to Paris for
That's what I'm saying. So I was like, it's just not in the cards. I probably should just stay here and get my shit together.
Yeah.
And then fly back to Boston.
You definitely can't drive there.
Oh, God. Can you imagine how many blizzards I'd have to drive through too?
Whoa.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because there's a lot of demand over the holidays, and also they canceled a lot of flights, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with all these blizzards they have there now?
Yep.
They canceled like hundreds or even thousands of flights.
Yeah.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot. If I had to fly, that's why I hate flying, you know. The worst thing is to get stuck in an airport.
Right.
You know, and you're like,
I hate airports.
Yeah.
I hate them so much. And everything is overpriced, too. So if you do miss a flight, it's like, oh, let me go get this sandwich for $25. That would be like $6 in real life if I wasn't at the airport.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's supply and demand for you, you know?
You know, everyone just gets shit-faced. That's when bars make a lot of money, is when people's flights get delayed.
Yeah,
it's like, welcome.
Yeah, come on in.
Come have a drink.
Come get fucking drunk. And then you won't care anymore.
Exactly. I always drink before I get into flights.
Wow.
I just miss my dog so much. My sister uploaded a video of him today, and I was like, oh, my God, he's the cutest little thing.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm just like, I'm. This will be my first Christmas not around my family.
Yeah.
In my entire 30 years of life. That's crazy. Yeah. My mom makes the best homemade cookies. I was like, you're going to have to overnight them.
Right.
Like ship me, like literally ship them to me overnight.
Right. But you know, I mean, if you knew in advance you were going to go, you should have booked something a long time ago, you know? It's because you waited to the last minute.
110%.
Yeah,
totally my fault.
But that's outrageous, $700.
My sister and I looked last night and we were like, yeah, no. It doesn't even, like, even if my dad bought my one ticket there and Gabby bought the other, that's a lot of money.
That's
still almost $2,000.
Yeah.
That's crazy. For that, I'm like, I'll just thug it out and be by myself.
Yeah,
at the end
pass.
Of the day, it's 2 days. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I'll be super depressed.
Right.
But I'll get over it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm sorry. I know it sucks. Really sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
But have them put you on FaceTime or something. You can participate in the
activities.
In the celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit. Like projected on your TV so it'll be big. And then you can feel like you're there with them.
Yeah. I mean, Gabby's really good at FaceTiming. Mm-hmm. Like for Thanksgiving, I didn't really care. Like I was just like, I don't care about Thanksgiving. And she was shit-facing in bed by like 8. So I'm like, I didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
Christmas is more like, I'm going to miss Marcellus and his reaction to his presence under the tree, et cetera, et cetera,
et cetera. Right, right. Oh, well, you know, that goes with moving. You know, I mean, there's always sacrifices. I know I'm making some.
And I feel like if it was meant to be, it would be. You know,
probably,
like for some reason, I need to stay here.
Yeah. So make your own Christmas, you know?
I know.
What can I say? Did you get a tree?
Yeah, we have a little tree in our apartment.
All right, cool. So at least you feel like holiday.
And we have Christmas lights hung around.
Yeah.
Hung around, like tinsel everywhere. It actually does look really Christmassy in my apartment.
Okay, so festive, you know? I mean, why not?
I know. I wish I had more friends so I could be like, let's do like a friend's Christmas, you know?
Right, right.
I have family out here. I'm just not close with them.
It takes a long time to make good friends, you know? I mean, people you can trust and stuff. I mean, it's easy to make acquaintances and shit like that, but, you know, it's like real friends, it's hard. A lot of people are telling me they don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Me included, you know? Because I'm not just going to be friends with just anybody, you know?
Yeah, same.
You know, I mean, a lot of people turn out to be shit or trash or whatever.
Most people.
And I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Most people. Yeah. So I was reading this article this morning, and I was thinking of you because this is about Paris Hilton breaking up her engagement.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so now she says why. And this might sound familiar to you. She says, when I fall in love fast and hard, and it was this whirlwind romance. I've always been obsessed with Disney stories and love stories, and I thought it was going to be my happy ending, and I just realized after time that it wasn't the right decision.
Yep, sounds about right.
Sounds a lot like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she was able to pull out on her own, so...
Yeah, he wants his ring back.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I think she had a big rock, right?
I think it was like, was it like 10 million? Was it like a $10 million ring or something?
$10 million ring?
Yeah, and he's like, give me my ring back. She's
well,
like,
I would
nope.
too. Yeah, shit, for that kind of money?
I wouldn't give it back.
Wow.
I'd be like, I'm sorry, you gave it to me as a gift?
That's true, right?
You're not getting
you
it back.
You can't sue her for
no,
it.
No, he can't. It's a gift.
Shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like she would say, that's hot.
Yeah. That was a good show, honestly. It was pretty entertaining.
I know, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I was
it
like,
a lot.
This is funny.
Yeah.
What a clever idea. It went on for like, what, 2-3 seasons?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was like a couple seasons in a row.
Yeah.
And then it got canceled. But I think the only reason, I don't think it got canceled. I think they just started hating each other.
Probably.
And they couldn't do the show anymore.
Yeah.
So
did you
funny.
Ever watch a reality show with Anna Nicole Smith? Remember her?
I remember her, yeah.
Yeah. You were young, but still.
Yeah, I never watched her show.
Yeah.
I knew of her, though.
Right.
She was like a knockoff little version of Marilyn Monroe.
Kinda, yeah. And then she married this really old man, this wrinkled man. And then when he died, he left almost everything to her.
And then she died.
Yeah, she had to fight with the kids.
She died young, right?
Yeah, from overdose, I think. People gave her drugs. I think it was in Florida or something.
In like a hotel room or something,
yeah,
right?
In a hotel.
What a horrible way to die.
I know. And she was like, you could see she was like struggling, you know? She was struggling in her life. And she was totally fucked up, you know, for a while. But yeah, so I thought about that because I was thinking of the the simple life that Paris Hilton was in.
Right.
And I thought about how I used to watch all these reality shows, you know. It was funny.
I used to watch so much reality TV. Now there's not really that many options to watch.
Right.
Like, there isn't really, like, shows that are like, oh my God, I have to watch this.
Really?
Yeah, no, reality TV is definitely going down the shitter.
Yeah, well, what else can they come up with, you know?
There's so many ideas.
Fucking everything.
I could tell you so many ideas that I have. I just don't trust anyone. I would never, ever tell anyone. Because I'm like, yo, you're gonna change this by 5% and fuck me.
Right.
Because they can do that.
Well, it doesn't help anybody if it stays in your head.
I know.
So maybe you should find someone you can trust.
Or maybe I could just get a production job and work my way up and then sell it.
There you go, you know.
But right now I'm just focused somewhere on my movie. I'm on scene 36. And a movie, a feature film is only 40 to 60, so I'm almost there.
Okay, so you're producing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Being productive and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I hope something comes out of it,
Me
though.
Too.
You know?
But it's like I reread it. I started reading it from top to bottom or to where I finished off, and it's really good. Like,
well,
I would watch it.
If you say so yourself.
Yeah, if I do say so myself.
you need the film producers or the powers that be to agree with you.
Yeah, so this guy that I hung out with last night was giving me some advice because he works for Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you have to go through a literary agency. But on your first piece, they take like damn near 50%.
Wow.
I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah, but still. I mean,
but then they can 50%. Shop everything around. So if you write 5 scripts a year, they can try to sell those 5 scripts.
Right. And besides, it's better you get 50% of something than zero of nothing.
Yeah, and just have it sit on my laptop like my fucking book.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, 100% of nothing or 50% of whatever. I'd take the 50%.
Yeah, I mean, because if, like, let's say he was like, most movies sell for, like, you'll get a retainer of $200,000. Like if a production company or something likes your idea, they'll pay you like $200,000 up front, and then they'll shop your idea, and then you can get more money if the idea gets bought.
Right, right.
I'm like, yo, okay. Half but of $200,000 is $100,000.
Yeah, and plus keep in mind though, I mean, I don't want to burst your bubble or anything, but you have to be realistic about it. Everybody and their cousin fucking has a movie script.
Yeah,
in their, you know,
110%. So, you know how many writers are out here?
So that's why it's important to know people.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
If you have to stand in a long line, you'll never make it.
Yeah, and it's so true.
You gotta be able to take shortcuts.
Yeah, unfortunately so. It's like right place, right time, right people.
Right.
110%. I know a couple of the right people that they do produce movies, so hopefully it'll work in my favor.
Yeah.
Like this guy that I know from Boston, he's done like movies with Mark Wahlberg, like a bunch of people, and he told me he'd read it. So let's hope that he thinks it's good.
Let's hope so. Yeah, yeah. Wow. I think there was a power outage here last night, you know?
Why is the clock all messed up?
Well, one of the clocks was messed up. We have laptops, so they have batteries, so even when you have power outage, they don't run out, but I think one of them did. And I'm like looking at the clock at the time, and it's like 1 in the morning. I'm like, what?
Oh, on the computer?
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely 10:22.
Well, the software was not the computer itself, but the software on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to stop and restart, and I screwed up. But we're here, and that's what's important, you know?
So it's going to stop. It's stopping raining now, and then it picks back up at 3, and it goes all the way till 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, well, it depends where you're looking and when, because it seems like the weather changes like hourly, the forecasts.
Yeah,
you know, yesterday it was supposed. I looked at the clock at the phone at 6 p.m. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It said 90% rain, 90% chance, which means it's virtually going to rain anywhere you are. Right,
right.
Fucking nothing, man. Not until 10 o'clock. Did it start raining?
Yeah.
Or 11 even.
Because I was sitting in my living room and I put my TV on mute and I was like, oh, it's downpouring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like looking at the thing and it's like right now it's supposed to be raining and it's not. It's dry. So that's what I'm saying. It's
See,
bullshit.
See, mine says
you know?
It's not supposed to be raining right now. Like there's a break from 11 to 2 and then it picks back up at 3.
Yeah, I know. I saw that one. That's on the iPhone and that one's pretty accurate. Yeah, it said that would rain around 10 and then stop for a while.
So basically I need to be back in my apartment by 3 p.m. because I literally can't do it. I get such bad anxiety.
Really?
Like this car ride for me today was like a traumatic.
Right.
I was like, I can't do this.
That's why they say this traffic is like soul crushing.
Yeah,
you know? It doesn't leave anything.
I was drained by the time I got down to Ventura Boulevard. Yeah, I was like, I can't. That just took the life out of me today.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm hoping on the car ride home, it's just like, but it's still, the ground's going to be wet, so I'm still going to be driving mad slow. Because it's just like, I don't want a hydroplane.
Yeah, but you won't be going 10 rush miles. Hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I hate those canyons. I don't know how you take them every morning, you know.
Well, it's relaxing most of the time.
Really?
There was like, when I tell you, like big ass rocks in the middle of the road, tree uh-huh. branches. I'm like, what the hell happened up here?
Wow.
That's why people were driving so slow, because we had to like literally maneuver away, like big rocks in the middle of the road.
Really?
I'm like, where did this even come from? And imagine if that hit somebody's car.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a canyon. I mean, you got like rocks everywhere.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was just not enjoyable.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, well.
And I could tell the people behind me were so aggravated. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Because it's only one way. It's only one, like, route. You can't cut anybody off.
Yeah, yeah. One lane, you mean.
Yeah, one lane.
Each way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, what can you do, you know? I mean, I like rain, you know, but I also don't appreciate the way the traffic gets, you know?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, enough about the fucking traffic in L.A., but I'm just happy to be getting away from it. Somebody wrote me yesterday, he said, you know, I haven't listened in a long time, and I just tuned in, and what, is the station closing down? I said, no. I said, I'm just moving, and everything stays. You know, everything stays the way it is.
Yeah.
Just Danny's not going to be here anymore.
Oh, sad face.
Sad face. You think in terms of emoji.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. You're way too much into your phone.
I know. I've been trying to stay off of it. I'm scared to look how much my Insta, because I was like, I'm going to delete Instagram from my phone. It just doesn't, it hasn't happened.
Right.
So let's look at my daily activity
show. No way you're going to, there's no way you're going to cut that out of your life. You're so addicted.
So we went from 6 hours and 55 minutes to 4 hours and 19.
What's that?
What my time on Instagram.
Oh, time on Instagram.
So it went down almost 3 hours.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. You're making progress.
And now I need to get it down to like 2. If I can be on Instagram 2 hours. But sometimes I leave, like for instance, I'll go like this. Mm. And I'll leave my phone.
Right.
So does that count as time?
Probably. Or maybe they look for interaction or something on the phone.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not just time. No, because they don't, when the phone's just sitting, they don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not doing anything, really. But it's scary how the fucking technology knows everything you do, right?
And like, if, say I'll be looking something up on my computer, then I'll go to Instagram, and there will be an ad for the website I was just on my computer. I'm like, how the fuck did you know that?
Right.
It like scares me.
Yeah, these are called cookies, man, and they're scary as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they leave like tracks in your... in your computer.
So.
They know. But it does help, you know, sometimes. Right? Because they're able to really target.
The right audience.
The shit to you.
Yeah. Like, sometimes a movie will pop up and I didn't even know it was coming out. And they, like, knew that I would like that movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, but how did you know that?
Yeah. They know a lot of shit, man.
So, 2 weeks ago, I went for drinks with my homeboy. And he told me about this new dating app called Raya.
Uh-huh.
And you have to get approved and it's $30 a month.
A dating app.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's for people that are like celebrities are on it.
Oh, okay.
So you have to get like approved for it, blah, 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 blah. He's like, you should apply for it. I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying for a dating app. So last night, that my other homeboy that I was kicking it with was like, yeah, I'm on this dating app, Raya. And he's like, nobody. So I'm like, how did you get, like in my head, I'm like, how did you get approved, you know?
Right.
But he works for Warner Brothers. So it's like, that's probably why he got approved. Like he put producer or some shit in his profile.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, sign up for it. And I was like, I'm not paying $30 a month. He goes, it's not $30 a month. It's $6.99.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, and you can meet a lot of people on there. Even if it's not somebody you're dating, like you can meet like producers and shit like that. So I just signed up. But yeah, I haven't gotten approved yet. It said they're waiting.
Yeah.
You have to get approved.
Based on what, though?
I have no idea. Yeah. You have to submit your Instagram and your Facebook. But
so
I don't.
That's probably what they look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
If you verify and all that. Are you verified?
On Instagram?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
I don't know. Isn't that bullshit?
Well, you have to request it, no?
Yeah, you have to request it now. And I've requested it twice and it hasn't been approved. Oh, but I'm just going to keep requesting it until I'm approved.
Yeah. You know that most people that get verified are people that know somebody.
Yeah. They can you hit up Sydney in Instagram and tell her, like, I'm waiting.
Right. You know? And because I've seen people who are nobody.
With an Instagram check. Yeah, same.
Because they know someone at Twitter.
Yeah.
Who works there or something, mm-hmm. you know?
I've been verified on Twitter forever.
Really?
For 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as I did my first reality show, I was verified on Twitter. That was easy peasy. Now it's like, this shit yeah. is hard.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend just woke up and she had her check mark. She was like, I just woke up one day and it was there. I was like, you obviously requested it. And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay. The hell?
Yeah, you have to request it. I don't know what they go based on, but I'm sure you have enough followers if that's what they look at.
I don't think they look at that.
No?
No. But I have in my thing TV personality, so it's like, can you not see that? Because I'm confused. Like, do you want to Wikipedia me? You look at my Wikipedia page.
Right. Well, they want to make sure they know you. What can I say, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Have you heard of the new movie called Suspiria?
Nope.
They're saying it's probably one of the scariest movies that you're going to see.
Really?
Yeah. It's about a place that, it's a remake from a cult classic. And it's...
I hate cult movies.
It's, well, the original was, I think. Yeah, it's a remake of that one. But it takes us to a dance school in a frosty post-war Berlin. One that lures young women into the grasp of a cunning... coven of witches who condemn their victims to hell.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'll probably see that? It, but I'm not a huge fan of anything that has to do with cult, like Paranormal Activity.
No. You have to understand, it's a cult classic, which means that a lot of people like it.
Oh,
and they just like it. They're a big fan.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not a cult movie.
No, it's a cult classic, which is what that means.
Okay,
you know?
Then I'll probably
like
see
Rocky
it.
Horror Picture Show. If you've ever heard of that,
yeah, I was in a hand.
I know it's terrible, yeah. But but that's what they mean.
And they tried to read that too. I'm like, no, guys.
Yeah,
like there's some movies you just leave the fuck alone.
Yeah,
like they're redoing Clueless. I'm like, no, like leave it alone.
Well, you don't know. Maybe they'll put some good actors in there.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's the thing about Hollywood now, is like no one's making anything new. They're just remaking shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, can somebody write something original and new? Why does everything have to be a remake?
Yeah. Well, they can't get fucking original shit. But not only that, the point is, you have to understand something. Movies is business, right? It's a business like anything else.
Yeah, I know.
And they look to maximize their money with the least investment. So
yeah.
If you do a sequel, you already have a proven formula, you know, so
yeah.
You try it again.
Yeah.
That's why they do that. That's why you had like 67 fucking Friday the 13th and Halloween's and
so
all
many.
That shit, you know?
I can't believe I still haven't seen the remake so of the new one that just came out.
Yeah. I've never seen even one of them, do you believe me?
Because you don't watch scary movies, right?
I'm not really into them, but I mean, still, it happened when I was younger.
Yeah, I mean,
probably would have seen it.
I'm surprised you didn't see at least one.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like scary movies always had like a cheap reputation or something, you know?
Do you get nightmares?
There's a lot of B movies. Nah, I don't get nightmares from movies, but I don't think I ever get nightmares.
Really?
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Have you ever seen Paranormal Activity?
No, but I know of it.
Okay, so the first one, horrifying. It was so damn good that I left the movie theater and I started Googling their lives because I thought it was based on a true story. Like, I was literally Googling them.
Wow, so it seemed realistic.
But then they made so much money off of it, they started doing Paranormal Activity 2, then Paranormal Activity 3, and then the fourth one was like about a cult. And I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, right. You guys just ruined this. You literally ruined the franchise.
Yeah.
Because it's like about a cult. Like, cult movies really freak me out. Because I think there's a lot of people like that in the world.
Right.
And I want to be nowhere near them.
But why do you feel like that about cults? Do you feel like you lose control or something? Or
like when I'm watching it?
No. Like people in cults and stuff.
I don't know why they do it.
They don't have control, you know?
No, and they're following usually one leader.
Right.
And it's like, first of all, how did you pick this leader?
Right.
Second of all, do you guys not have a brain for yourself? Do you just not want to think for yourself? I just don't understand the whole concept of it.
Well, it's usually people in trouble, you know, that get into this shit. You know, a healthy person
right.
is not going to join.
Right. So I've been watching the show Riverdale for 3 seasons now. And the first 2 seasons were really good. And this 3rd season, it's cult-like. And I'm not into it at all. I'm like, how did we just go from these first 2 seasons to now entering into this cult
right.
society? It's so bizarre to me.
Because they have nothing to fucking tell anymore, you know?
That's when you know a show is starting to go downhill.
I mean, think how many different ideas there have to be so many books and shows and movies and stuff. You know, it's like endless.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how people find new things to write about.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you said, a lot of shit is being regurgitated. We have to watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I finished Ready Player One, and I have to tell you that I would not watch it again.
Yeah, you told me that yesterday.
Right, but I would...
No, I'm not going to watch it then.
Yeah. You're not going to like it. It's too futuristic.
I don't mind futuristic films, but like even that new Ryan Gosling one that came out. What right. was that one called?
The space one?
No. The one where he was like a Lone Ranger. It was like futuristic. It's really new. It came out this year.
Right.
But I love Ryan Gosling.
He was like an astronaut or something. No.
No?
Isn't there a movie like
he
that?
He was like
too?
A killer or some shit.
Oh.
Or like a hero. I couldn't even tell you. Harrison Ford was in it.
Oh, Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Okay, Blade Runner 2040.
Yeah, something. No. 2049 or some
shit?
Yeah,
2049.
Okay, yeah. Like, I love Ryan Gosling. I've seen pretty much everything he's been in, and I haven't seen that because it doesn't seem like my type of film.
Yeah, no, it's not my type either. I mean, when it came out, and that's a cult classic also, meaning that there's a specific people, there's groups of people that really, really love it,
mm-hmm.
and they're into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean. But otherwise, yeah, forget about it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch that. But I heard there's some new Christmas movies on Netflix, and I'll be watching those.
Oh, okay. What about Charlie Brown? Have they played that yet already?
I don't know.
The Charlie Brown, there's usually a Christmas one, and I want to at least catch that one.
I know that there's a Charlie Brown Christmas that Marcellus watches a thousand times
that's
in a row.
That's probably it.
Yeah. I don't know if that's on TV, but it's on demand. And he's right. always like, Charlie Brown!
That's true. It probably is on demand. I can just find it.
The Grinch is on Saturday night, for anyone that's wondering.
Oh, the original Grinch.
The original, like the cartoon original right. Grinch is on Saturday, I believe at 8 p.m. I recorded it because I on-demand it to see if I could just watch it on demand. And it was like, it only gave listings. And I think they're only playing it two times the entire month.
Oh.
Can you imagine the original Grinch? They're only playing two times. It's like December 1st and then Christmas Eve or something.
Really?
I'm like, okay.
Well, how many times do you want him to play?
I could watch. It's only like an hour.
Right.
It's an hour
it's
long.
If it's on demand, then people can watch it whenever
it's not
want.
On demand.
Oh, it's not.
I'm saying it's not on demand. The only options are to watch it when
right.
it's live.
Right.
So I'm like, it's two times the entire month.
Yeah. Look at you being spoiled in your generation of having on demand everything. We had to wait a fucking week for every fucking episode.
And you know what? And we pay for it, though. It's
no,
fucking
not
expensive.
On TV. No, regular TV, we didn't have to pay
But
for
I'm saying on demand, we
right.
pay for it. So we're spoiled.
Yeah.
Almost damn near $150 a month for that shit.
Right, so watch the shit live then.
No, because you can skip through commercials.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to watch commercials. Like if I'm watching The Grinch, I don't need a commercial break for some Tide.
Yeah, but you can record it and then skip.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I hit the little record button
right.
so I can fast forward those commercials.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But back in the day, they didn't have that. Like when I was a kid, they didn't have that.
Yeah.
And now the remote, you can talk into the remote now.
Right.
Find me the Grinch.
Alexa. Yeah. No, it's cool.
I love it.
Yeah. No, I like it. You know, I mean, do you know what I got? What I bought for myself for the holiday is those AirPods from Apple. You know,
the EarPods. They don't have
a
string.
Yeah, they're called EarPods.
Yeah.
They're wireless earbuds.
Yeah.
And it's fucking amazing.
Everyone loves them.
You can talk on the phone, you know. And
how do they stay in?
They do. They just kind of stay in, you know. They don't fall out. So, you know, it's not the kinds that like are really snug in your ear, you know.
Right.
Those give you bass and, you know, a
right.
lot of shit. But this one's more like for talking and basic music
right.
listening. It's not the best for music.
Right.
But it's because it doesn't like put a vacuum in your ear, you know.
Right.
So the sound comes out and everything or seeps out of there. But nevertheless, it's so convenient to talk on the phone like that.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can, apparently you can double tap it. I didn't start, try it yet. And it gives you Siri. So then you can go, you know, tap, tap, call Danny or something. And you don't have to take out your phone.
Yeah. That guy that I was dating, whatever, always had them in his ears, and I was like, "How do they stay in there?"
Yeah, yeah.
Like even like
Apple
when
people are geniuses.
Yeah,
you know? They're fucking geniuses, man.
And wouldn't talk on the phone without it.
Right.
Like if his phone rang, he just put his ear pod in. I'm like, why don't you just pick up your goddamn phone?
Right, because it's easier. It's easier. You don't need your hands. You
yeah.
know. I mean, look, I have...
How much are they? Like 150?
I have an Apple Watch that I can talk into, and sometimes I do, so it's easier.
Right.
You know, but then if you're carrying shit, the watch is not that great.
Yeah, because then you have to, like, flip your wrist around.
Right,
yeah.
You know, and stuff. So these come in handy. And I thought, look, it's not a must-have, because it's $160, you know?
For the earbuds.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a lot of money. But yeah. You know what? I've bought earbuds that
I'd lose
were...
them.
More expensive that were wired, you know, from different makers that were more expensive. Like, I spent up to $250 one time. It's like crazy for earbuds, but fuck, the sound was unbelievable.
I always wanted a pair of Beats by Dre headphones.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a pair.
Yeah, well, maybe Santa will bring it to you.
Yeah, Santa, because I'm not having a Christmas. I'm going to be by myself. Santa's not bringing
it. Yeah, but you have a family, you know? You guys are not going to exchange presents? Mm. You should send them something, no?
No, I'm not buying gifts this year. No, I'm going to go ahead and say that's not happening.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure they're...
What would you do if you were there? Would you buy gifts there?
Nope.
Really?
Mm-mm. Which is crazy because I'm the best gift giver. Every Christmas, I always throw it down. Like, there was one Christmas, my dad had this like old record player that broke, and it was my Nana's. And it was like, I think... a year before she passed away. Mm. And he like just kept it for like decorations, but it didn't work. But he has like an insane record.
Right.
Whatever. So I went out and found this like wicked sick record player. Uh-huh. And I got it for him for Christmas.
Ah.
He actually, every single time I've given my dad a gift, he usually cries.
Ah.
Because there's so much meaning behind it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like one time I got arrested.
Oh, God.
And my bail was $700.
Yeah.
And he just sold the rims on his Mercedes for that exact amount. So he used it. And I looked at him. I go, Dad, one day I'm going to pay you back.
Right.
So like years went by. Didn't pay him back.
No way.
So Christmas came. And then his last gift was I gave him like a guitar, like a new guitar. And on top of the guitar was like a Hallmark card. And he opened it. And it was a Bank of America like envelope. And he opened it. It was a $700. I said, thanks for waiting.
Yeah.
You know?
Very cool.
So I always come up with like clever ideas, but like I can't get into the spirit when I can't. If I can't give amazing gifts, I don't want to give any.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't expect anybody to get me anything.
Yeah.
Not right now. I think they probably will though, because they're all going to feel bad for me.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll mail me some stuff that arrives on Christmas Day. So I can open Christmas presents by myself in my living room.
Yeah.
That's so depressing.
Well, but look, I mean, at least you got a parent that loves you, you know, or two parents that love you. Whereas my kids are like fucking, they don't give a shit, you know.
Yeah.
So I envy your relationship with your dad, you know. I wish I had that with my kids where I would have to start crying.
Right.
You know, and shit, but no.
Damn.
That doesn't happen, probably won't ever. But... what can I do?
Because like even when I can't stand my dad, I feel very blessed that he's my dad, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I've never looked at my dad and said, yo, I hate this dude.
Right.
I wish he wasn't my dad. Like never in my life.
Right.
You know, but a lot of people feel like that about their parents.
I know. That's terrible.
You know, me and my mom fight like pretty bad, rough, horrible fights. And I've never even looked at her and said, I wish you weren't my mom either.
Right.
So. But
yeah, that's a terrible thing to say to a parent.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything worse you could say than I hate you and you're the worst mom ever.
Yeah. Or call your parent names and tell him he doesn't know how to parent.
Exactly.
How to
like
be a father.
I called my mom every time we fight, Mommy Dearest, like that movie. She gets so pissed. I'm like, okay, Mommy Dearest. She's like, don't you dare. I'm like, already said it. But yeah. I mean, don't feel bad. Like, I think every kid has gotten into it with their parents at one point.
I guess, I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah, 110%.
But, you know,
you're not alone.
When they grow up, you expect them to know better, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're like 25, 28, you know, you should know better. You're able to think for yourself. But not with everybody, you know? And so it's like, I feel like my son not only drove the knife into me, but also had to turn it.
Yeah.
You know, and really like, fuck. So tear my heart out, you know, but fuck it.
Oh, you should like fix it for the holidays.
How?
Like, are you guys gonna see them for Christmas?
I'm not going to see them for anything. Neither one of them speaks to me. Or I don't, okay, my son, I don't speak to him and he doesn't speak to me because he's mad and I'm mad. My daughter, sort of like in the twilight zone. I don't know what the fuck she wants, but she hasn't contacted me in months.
In months?
In months.
That's crazy.
And you know that I have not seen her in a year, except for my son's graduation back in May.
And when you when you went to San Francisco. Oh, no, I have the hiccups.
Oh, no.
And hopefully they'll go
well,
away.
We're almost out of time anyway, so we'll just wrap up a little early.
You need to fix that.
How?
Because, like, what if you die, like, 3 weeks from now and you just didn't have a relationship with your kids?
But listen, nobody wants it more than me. I love them more than anybody
else.
Okay,
if you
does.
Want it more than anything, you need to fix it.
I can't. Because after your son, like, betrays you like this and calls you names.
But you got to know that he's got issues.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so in the back of your mind, just be like, okay, he's dealing with whatever he's dealing with. Maybe he didn't mean everything he said.
No, because they're just like fucking poisoned. I can tell that. I mean, why would my daughter, when we were so fucking close for so many years, suddenly it's like she doesn't care, you know? And
maybe she's just going through something personal and she doesn't care about anything.
No, but that, like, I think she like really worries you don't care about her. I'm like, fuck this. You know, I've been trying to meet her for, you know, like almost every week I'd send something like, let's get to lunch and let's get together for lunch. Let's do
right,
this.
Right.
It's always she's busy. She can't. She won't. Whatever.
That's, you know, so weird to me.
And then my son, after 4 months of destroying my house and destroying my life. And so then he hates me because, you know, after he opened his mouth.
Live with you. You guys would be okay right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I really do. And the thing is, I never invited him to come over like this. What happened was, while he was in school, he was like going through depression and everything. I said, well, why don't you take a break from life? Come down here, stay with me rather than with your mom. And I thought, you know, maybe 3-4 weeks until we can get him back on his feet. And
right.
He didn't want to do that. But then when he was graduating, he's like, well, I thought I'd take you up on that. I'm like, what am I going to say? Don't come?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really like living with people.
Right.
But it's my son. I love him. I thought, God, this is going to be a great opportunity to bond and everything.
Right.
Everybody around me was like, oh, we're so happy for you. You're mm-hmm. so lucky, blah, blah, blah. Well, you see what it turned out to be.
Mm-hmm.
He arrived lazy, depressed, didn't want to do anything. And now, after I threw him out, he's like flourishing. He found a girlfriend. He's got a job. I think he moved to another place on his own. So when he looks back, he'll probably say, oh, when I was with Dad, I was down. And now I'm like, you know, succeeding. So it's Dad's fault. But he arrived fucking depressed because he wasn't getting jobs and things like that, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to get a job. Like, I went to 3 interviews yesterday and I was like, those are all dead ends.
Yeah.
I could just tell as soon as I left. I was like, yo, I just spent so much time getting ready
right.
to go to these interviews for it to be shit. So, I mean, I feel him on that. But, like, yeah, that's a...
Yeah, but still, you don't stay in bed for fucking 48
no,
hours.
No, never.
But that's what he did. So, yeah, so he goes, well, every time you walk by me, I feel you're mad at me. Well, I am.
Mm.
I'm really disappointed.
Damn.
You know? But you wouldn't tell him that, so that's where I stand. Maybe I'm too stubborn, I don't know, but I can't possibly forgive him for saying all the things that he did.
Right.
I mean, he totally hurt me. He totally fucking hurt me. Virtually killed me. So fuck it. Anyway, folks.
Damn. We ended this on this note.
Well, let's end on a good note then, okay?
I don't know. I got nothing.
How about this? This woman was walking on a beach in New Zealand.
And won $1 million.
No. She found the skeleton of this creature. You got to see the picture of this. It's got like a million teeth, and it looks like Alien from the movie Alien.
Oh, my
God.
A
sea creature that nobody's seen before. And it's a skeleton of it. But
I would have brought it back to my apartment and waited for like the NSA or something to give me $1 million for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right? I mean, if you thought a shark had a lot of teeth, you should look at this thing.
Right.
Fuck.
So anyways, before we hang up, I went and I had a dollar in my purse yesterday. So I went to go get a scratch ticket and I grabbed it. You know at Ralph's how they have that big yellow machine?
Yeah.
Now it's like automated and it comes out the bottom. So it slipped out the bottom. I grabbed it. I go home and I go to scratch it and it was ripped in half. Like it was the bottom of one ticket, then like the connecting spot and the top of another ticket. And it wasn't even a full ticket. I'm like, and that was probably a winner too.
Wow.
So I have to bring it back today and be like, hey, this came out of the machine incorrect.
Yeah.
Give me a winning ticket.
Yeah.
Okay?
You got it, girl. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Tomorrow's Friday, so we'll be here for you. Have a great day.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.